Listening Library presents Who Was Pele? By James Buckley, Jr. Read for you by David DeSantos. Who Was Pele?
In the summer of 1956, Pele was homesick. Pele had arrived in the city of Santos, Brazil, just weeks earlier. He had grown up in Bauru, a tiny town to the west, but his incredible skills on the soccer field got him noticed by a team called Santos. He was only 15, and moving to the city had been a major decision for Pele. Without soccer, he might still be shining shoes or working in a field. Most of his friends on his hometown team could never dream of leaving Bauru. Now, on the Santos team, Pele would earn enough money to support his family, and he could make his dream of becoming a soccer star come true. At just over 5 feet tall, Pele was small for his age. He was an amazing player who could dribble well, and he was very quick. On his new team, though, he was playing against older, larger adults. He was worried he would not succeed. He was also living away from home for the first time. And Santos was a strange place. Then he missed an easy penalty shot during a game that cost his team a victory. He was embarrassed and sad. Pele had had enough of life in the big city. "That's it," he thought. "I'm quitting." Early in the morning, he packed his bag and tiptoed out of his room. He had just enough money for a bus ticket back to Bauru. But as he walked quietly through the players' dormitory, he was stopped by a man who worked for the team. Big Sabu helped the players with their gear and watched over the young players. In his many years with Santos, he had seen other teens like Pele. They were young, scared, and often thought of quitting. So Big Sabu stopped Pele and told him he could not leave without permission. He wanted to keep Pele on Team Santos. Pele listened and made an important decision. He headed back to his room. He would keep aiming for his dream. And it turned out to be the right decision. Pele had arrived at Santos as a very good player, but that was not enough. Pele worked hard and soon learned to do more than just dribble. He worked on shooting and passing and being in the right position to help his teammates. He ate more, exercised, and grew stronger and more confident. In a few months, he was one of the team's stars, scoring goal after goal. With Pele's help, Santos became one of the top teams in the country. When Pele was only 17, he was named to the national team for Brazil and helped his country win its first World Cup championship. In the years that followed, Pele became the best and most famous soccer player in the world. He helped Brazil win 3 World Cup titles and scored more than 1,200 goals for his teams and his country. He also traveled to the United States in 1975 and helped the sport of soccer become popular among Americans. As the best player in the world's favorite sport, Pele became an ambassador for soccer and a symbol for the sport itself. Chapter 1. The Boy Who Loved Soccer. Edson Arantes do Nascimento was born on October 23, 1940, in the tiny village of Três Corações, Brazil. Even in 1940, there were many parts of the world that did not have electricity. Most of southeastern Brazil was one of those areas. In honor of their village finally getting electricity, Edson's parents named their first son after the American inventor Thomas Edison. Edson's father was named João Ramos, but went by the nickname Dondino. Most Brazilian men are known by a nickname. He was a soccer player for the town's team. Edson's mother was named Celeste. 2 years later, his mother had another son, Jair. Edson had not yet been nicknamed Pele. Like all Brazilians, the Nascimento family spoke Portuguese. Brazil had been a colony of Portugal until 1822, when it gained independence. In the 1700s and 1800s, millions of Africans had been enslaved and brought to Brazil to work for the Portuguese. The Nascimento family had ancestors among those African people, so Edson had very dark skin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?